This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So this particular video is one I think I just came across the other day. But again, this is the same guy. What does he call it? The something truth? The desirable truth?
Desirable truth.
So this guy has asked good questions. He's a good interviewer. And he's done a bunch of good videos that have gone viral. And so he's talking to this couple on the street. And obviously, this guy's wife is absolutely gorgeous. He looks like a handsome, studly dude. And so they're talking about engagement rings and how much did you spend on her engagement ring. And he kind of dances around the subject a little bit, and then it's a significant amount of money that he spent on it. And then the guy's like, well, why would you spend so much on that? And so you have to vet everybody in your life. And if you're one of those guys that wants to get married and you want to involve the government in your relationship, you got to vet properly. And so you got to make sure that you are going to be marrying or getting into a relationship with a woman that shares the same values and the same goals as you, and not just look at her and go, holy shit, she's the hottest thing I've ever seen in my life. Because just because she's hot doesn't mean she's good. Doesn't mean she didn't come from a broken home and she's not a liar and a cheater and totally fucked up or on all kinds of drugs and stuff. So you have to vet based upon the actions and character. And it usually takes at least 2 years with somebody to really get a good sense of who they are. You're way past the honeymoon period. You get a sense of what they're like on their good days, their bad days, when, they're up and when they're down, and you kind of get to see what things are like with them. Mm-hmm. And then you can make a intelligent and informed decision. You've been with somebody like 2 years, you can find out whether or not they lie to you or they deceive you, or whether they're honest. And you have to take time and judge their actions, instead of getting hypnotized by the package and the wrapping, mm-hmm. and how everything looks on the outside, in which unfortunately most guys tend to do that.
Right.
Because they're so into the girl, they just ignore all the other, ratchet type behavior. Like this morning I was doing a video newsletter for a guy he started talking almost April of 2024. And so August of 2023, he starts talking to this girl through social media, who is the ex-best friend of one of his ex-girlfriends from like 2 years ago.
Okay.
And so she has a fiance and they have kids together and she's not happy. She complains about him. And so this guy's trying to be Mr. White Knight, Captain Save-A-Ho, and slide in there and in essence rip this guy's fiance off. And meanwhile, it doesn't dawn on him that he's basically trying to train, in essence, he's training this girl to cheat on her man. He's encouraging this behavior. And
right.
95% of the relationships that come from cheating, statistically, they end in cheating.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy's thirsty. He really likes her. And so he's projecting his fantasy on her, and he completely ignores the reality of what she really is. And so like this particular guy, he seems well off and successful, and it's really sweet what he says about her, and then you see her reaction.
How long have you been together?
Like four and a half years.
Oh, five
yeah.
now.
Well, yeah, I guess five now.
5 years.
How much did you spend on our wedding ring?
That's a lot. So, I mean, show it. I mean, go ahead.
Bling.
It's a decent amount. So if you look up like a 3-carat diamond, it's a decent amount.
Three carats?
But she deserves even more.
No.
Sure. But
sure.
Realistically, numbers-wise, what are we talking?
What's the bottom line?
I mean, how much was it? 35K?
35 G's.
$35,000.
Yeah. Look at how
he spent that much on a wedding ring for you.
Looking
as a
up
gesture.
Submissively.
What does he
at him?
Get in return?
I think I could answer that. So I get a partner that's loyal. I get the mother of my children. I get the most beautiful woman that I've ever, you know, been around. And the most important thing is how she treats me and how she treats my family and how she treats her family. So for me, I have a partner for life, and it's worth every investment there
is. Aww.
That's cute.
That was great. She even, like, I feel like she got sentimental, too.
Yeah.
She, like, touched him, like, aw. It's really nice.
And I think you notice what he's talking about. He's talking about her actions and what she does, how she treats him and how she treats his family, which obviously includes their kids.
Right.
So that guy, you can tell he's focused on the right things.
Mm-hmm.
He's focused on, is this a good woman for me? Is she loyal? Is she trustworthy? Can I believe what she says? Is she consistent? And you know, obviously they've been together, I guess, 5 years at that point, and they're married and they got a family.
Yeah.
And so to him, he didn't care about the $35,000. What was important to him is that he felt she was worthy of having a really nice ring, and he obviously had the means to afford a 3-carat $35,000 ring.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it because it was him showing her how much he cared.
Right.
Because he, at least the way he phrased it, was that she demonstrated her value through her actions, that she was worthy of that.
Mm-hmm.
And she continues to demonstrate that.
Right.
Because at least at this moment in time, they seem pretty happy.
Yeah. And he didn't show off, because once he said the number, she was just like, what?
Yeah.
That's
like
how much?
She didn't know.
She didn't know, which shows a lot of her character, too, that she never
got.
Yeah,
and he's not bragging, trying to say, I dropped 35 grand for this. You better appreciate that.
Right. She's probably like, oh, it's probably like 5K. 35? It's just like, can get a car with that if I wanted to. Like, yeah, that's beautiful. And obviously, like you said, if he has the financials for it, then that's what he wants to do. And some guys would be like, I would never. I'm not.
That's a lot of money for a ring, because it's so easy to lose one of those things.
Yeah. But what people do, they buy like a cheaper version and they use that one when they go out, and they keep the real one at home just in case.
It kind of defeats the purpose.
It does, but just so like no one tries to rob you or anything, seeing a huge rock, like that's dangerous too. But I love that video. That was really cute. And I felt like the interviewer person, he was trying to like
antagonize. Yeah, he was skeptical and suspicious, which, you know, you should be.
Yeah.
Especially with what he's doing. Because, I mean, as we've seen with some of the other videos, girls lie. But it's completely different. Like the girl that had the little yellow animal hat on or whatever, that was obviously probably cheating on her boyfriend. It's like, you could tell he had no clue. He wasn't thinking about the right things. He wasn't asking the right questions. He wasn't vetting her. He was just hypnotized by the fact that she was hot and she wanted to spend time with him.
Right.
So he just assumed everything was good because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, there's obviously all this ratchet behavior going on, and you know, it seemed like he kind of knew something was up, but he probably was too scared to confront her about it, because you know, once she was being confronted about her phone, that the fact that she turned it off, she got pretty angry and upset, and probably he's got the attitude, like, I don't want to piss her off, she might get mad at me.
Right. And in the other video, you can tell like the difference is that the girl in the other video was the one talking more and like taking the lead. And then in this video, it's the man talking for her. Like he wasn't going to allow him to try to like humiliate her, because most of the time when
he was protecting her.
Yeah, exactly. Because most of the time.
And it really is a question for him, because it's like, why are you with her?
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you choose her?
They try to like humiliate people, like, oh, like women, like they always say, what do you bring to the table? So I feel like he was trying to catch her in an act.
But as he said, she takes really good care of him and his family, which includes their kids and his relatives and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So she's doing the right thing. She's taking the right actions, because if she didn't do anything for him, he was like, that bitch don't cook or clean or do nothing. I can't even get any pussy.
Right.
Because that's how most guys are. Most guys are sexually frustrated. And that dude, you know, she's probably complaining that he doesn't want to have sex enough. Because guys that really get it and really understand women, that's usually our reality and what you hear. And if you're doing things right and according to what's in the book, that's going to be your reality. Your girl's going to be stuck to you like a sucker fish. Because when women are in love, they want your attention all the fucking time. They always want to be with you. They always want to be loving and touching on you and having sex and hooking up. If you're hooking up a bunch and all of a sudden you stop and you're not interested, then she takes it as rejection, and then she gets upset. Mm-hmm. So you got to make sure you give her plenty of respect and affection.
Yeah.
And romance. I think that was Doc Love's, his maintenance program, as he called it, was respect, affection, and romance.
Hmm.